Moncrief on News Talk.
On this day, 40 years ago, a girl in the village of Ballinspittle in Cork saw a statue of the Virgin Mary move. It didn't take long for this to prompt widespread media coverage, and before long, the village itself was thronged. One of the many journalists who turned up to have a look was Colette Sheridan. Afternoon, Colette.
Afternoon, Sean.
It was mad at the time, wasn't it? Because
it was pure insanity. They say that on the Feast of the Assumption, which I think is the middle of August, there were reports say 15,000 or maybe 20,000 turned up that day, that night. It happened at night time, really, because the statue only moved kind of after 10 p.m. And that was to do, of course, with the fact that it was twilight and people were staring at it. And if you stare at something stationary for a while in that kind of light, it can appear to move.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Now, like, what size is Ballinspittle? I assume it hasn't changed that much.
I don't remember being in the village as such, because the grotto is maybe a 10 or 15 minute drive from the village or less. But the village now, it's very small, compact little village. There's a bakery there. There's kind of organic food. There's craft shops, an agricultural co-op shop. Very, very small, very compact. And I was trying to chat to various people in shops and that about the anniversary of the moving statue. And people just really didn't have an awful lot to say. They kind of smiled at me benignly as if to say, you know, God help us. why are you talking about that for? And and then I made the mistake then of speaking to some younger people who would have been too young for it and didn't really know anything about it. But it did, I think it did something for the village insofar as they got a public payphone out of it. And the grotto itself, nearby, they installed a couple of public toilets. So that was what they gained.
Okay, well, that was good. But at the time, and you went down, you know, back when this happened, like, they didn't have a payphone, they didn't have public toilets. I'd say that the village was probably overwhelmed with people.
Overwhelmed. Parking was a big problem. People set up kind of, they were selling grotto burgers and other chip vans. It's a very small place. And yeah, it would have been absolutely overtaken.
Yeah. And was it, you know, did you get a sense between the amount of people who were there just having a gawk, and the amount of people there who actually believe this was, you know, some sort of religious phenomenon?
I was surprised at the amount of people who seemed to be quite serious about the whole thing. They were kind of, you know, muttering prayers and swaying a little bit. There was a kind of a feverishness there. I was more aware of that than people who might have been mocking or whatever. I mean, there was a lot of people just came down for the phenomenon, like just to see what all the fuss was about. But there were some genuine pilgrims, I think, you know.
Yeah, and did they? And it should be said though that you were there at the right time, and you did see it move.
I saw it move. I was obviously very skeptical. I had my recorder in my hand, and I just looked at the statue and remember saying into the recorder, "Oh, it actually is moving." And then the next morning on the pirate radio station that I worked for, ERI, I was kind of talking about it and I was chatting to John Creedon. And I just mentioned the fact that I'd seen it move, thinking that I was going to create a bit of a stir, but nobody took the slightest bit of notice.
And when you saw it move, did it make a particular gesture? Did it wave at you? Did it kind of shimmer?
More of a shimmer. Nothing as dramatic as a wave, just a sense of a slight sway,
right.
Shimmer. And the statue still has a halo of lights around it, around the head.
Okay, I suppose that would. And did you, when you saw it move, did you get a bit of a fright?
I was just kind of, not so much a fright, I was just kind of humbled a little bit, you know. I'd been mocking people in my head, you know, laughing at them. And then a part of me said, oh, well, you know, one can be fooled. There is something here.
Yeah.
And
were there people there, like, pointing and going, I can see it move, and, you know, getting quite exercised about it?
Yeah, there were people saying, you know, there was, you know, people sort of nudging each other. Can you see it now? Can you see it now? Kind of thing. You know?
Gosh. Well, I suppose, in the country at the time, maybe it was the kind of thing, you know, people felt they needed, I suppose.
Yeah, it was a tough enough time for women, really, because, like, in 2 years beforehand, in 1983, you had the referendum to the Constitution that equated the life of the unborn to that of the mother. And then that the year of 85, you had the Tribunal of Inquiry into the Kerry Babies case. Was it not a great time for women in Ireland? And the church still held a lot of sway that it doesn't have now. But as you say, did people need something? Maybe religious people felt a need to reach out and have a communal experience, you know?
Yeah, I suppose. Colette, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the journalist Colette Sheridan, an eyewitness to history, you could say.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.